Well, I mean, that's great, really, because as I said, we have to remember that we have international legislation now and recommendations that UNCPRD that recommend that people should have independent living, and rightly so, really rightly so. I mean, no matter what, who you are or what you are, some of us might need support if we move out of house, really, which is grand. And obviously that support has been progressed along the countryside, really, and around various parts. But yes, independent people with intellectual have a right to move out of home. And the next question is about the challenges you say now is obviously having a suitable house in a suitable location, which is very important. And then above all is that to have the necessary supports that person need to live independently in the house, really, you know. So whether they want someone to sleep over at night or someone to have a transport or someone to make food from, etc. There's a whole range of things, but by statement, the HSE now do assessment of needs, and the assessment of needs are quite good, but the only thing is that it's a bit slow and dragging out, really. But I mean, it's great to see that people want to move out of their own home or their parents' home, really. I mean, parents are getting old now. I mean, there's a lot of people over 70 now, and there's still a lot of people, but young people, youngish, you know, living with intellectually, living in the house. And that's very important now.
And Inclusion Ireland has suggested a plan themselves, which includes 450 residential places for people coming out of a congregated setting and 300 places for people moving out of nursing homes. Do you think there's anything else needed along with that?
Well, moving out of nursing homes is critical. We've been talking about that for a good number of years now, moving out of nursing homes, and very little of that has happened at all, really. Minister Rabbit was talking about that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and allocated some money. I haven't heard anybody in Clare has moved out of houses, out of nursing homes yet. Yeah, there is a great need, really. When you think about it now, you have something like 350 or 60 approved housing bodies that is their business to build houses and support people, really, along with the local authority, really. But the local authority should be leading on this, and they have a committee there set up for people with disabilities. I mean, that is a very slow committee. God, I mean, there's nothing, very little is happening on that, really, anything radical at all, like, really. So it's all gone over the last meetings and stuff like that, and reports, and nothing reality is happening. So we need to move on, really, and we need to move on. But I must say now that the Brothers of Charity here in Clare have done a good job, really, in terms of they have a load of houses around the county, and they have maybe two or three people living in the houses, really. So that's a great progress. But a lot of other people then with this intellectual disabilities don't have that facility. So, yeah, it's important that people recognise that under the UNCAPRB, that the recognition of independent living, which is only right, that people should have the right to choose and the right to get out of their family home, need not be living with their parents all their lives, really. So that's very important. But yeah, the income, the disability budget as well, the disability payment as well, needs to be increased as well, because the cost of living has gone up, shot up to the roof, really, on various things, really, from petrol to the slice of bread, really, and obviously to fuel in the house as well. Like, so all the cost of living has gone up dramatically, and it's tough going out trying to live on the fuel bob on the social welfare and the disability allowance. That's what we're calling it. I mean, the country is a rich country, there's no doubt about it, but you can't afford that, really. So, I mean, there shouldn't be people with disabilities, should not be left behind, really. We've been saying that for a long, long time, and let's get on with it.
Especially with some of these solutions that you're suggesting, do you think they'd be harder to implement into rural societies than just major towns around the place?
I would say that a bit about getting people trained, really, people... support teams to be trained, really, personal assistants or care attendants, whatever you want to call them, really. They need to be trained. They need to be trained adequately. But another thing, they need to be paid properly as well. I mean, most of those guys with the various agencies are not well paid, really, I think, because it's a responsible job. It's a skilled job. And you need to have a decent wage coming out of it, really. So that's a challenge, really, that we need to move on, really. So people working in that particular area, the care area and the personal assistance area, their wages need to be substantially, you know, they need to be a decent wage of 20, 25 euros an hour, really, not the 12, 15, 13, 14 euros an hour. So that has to be taken into account, because you're not going to attract people to that, because they're working up a level 5, level 7 training, really. So that's very important as well. In order for us to achieve what we want to achieve, to get people out of their homes and their parents and to live independently, really, and out of nursing homes.
And looking at previous budgets, do you feel this issue has been neglected, or even does it deserve more focus on it coming into this budget?
No, it has been neglected. Now, there's no doubt about that. It has been neglected. They're only tipping away at it, and it's not good enough, really, because, you know, as we said, I'm surprised that the UNCRPD haven't fined the government and haven't shouted louder about it, really, because they're the implementation body, they're the body that overlooks that. They're like HICWA, really. They overlook that, really. And, you know, they've done some good work. And then we have a couple of reports over the years, like we have and Wasted Lives, which is a very significant report. It came out a number of years ago, Wasted Lives, about young people inside nursing homes, really. So we should take cognizance of that and get on with that, really. And we have the National Housing Disability Strategy 2022-2027 available as well. So we have a lot of guidelines, we have a lot of reports, and we spelled out what we need to be doing. So we need to act on that, and it's up to local authorities and disability organisations as well, and leaders in the disability organisations to speak up, because people with disabilities, have the same rights as everybody else to live independently and to choose as well, and to choose. That's very important.